This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Parshas Beshalach. So, interesting sedra. Parshas Beshalach, Klal Yisrael finally emerged, come out of Mitzrayim from the Kor HaBarzel. They've been there for 210 years. Many decades of those have they've endured terrible shibud. And they come out of Mitzrayim, they cross the Yam Suf, they sing the Shira, they go tomorrow, and then they are attacked by Amalek. That is a summary in a nutshell of this week's parsha. What we're going to do this evening, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to focus on the last bit, the Amalek story. That's often overlooked because there's so much going on before then, Vayhi B'Shalach Paro and the Yam Suf, Kriyas Yam Suf and the Shira and Moro. Everyone speaks about that, but the last bit of Amalek is perhaps gets less attention. And I've got a couple of ideas I'd like to share. The first one, I think we spoke about, not in the parsha, I checked all the parshas B'Shalach Shirim, and I saw that we have not spoken about it then. I've got a feeling we may have mentioned it once on a Purim Shir, but I forget. But either way, if I'm very uncertain, then hopefully you're even more uncertain. So this will hopefully be new to most, if not all. But it's a very interesting idea, and there are a few hosafas, even if I did say it before. And then we'll finish with a very lovely idea on the Haftorah of Parshas B'Shalach. So, the first idea in the first box. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. There is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, famous Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua Oimer, this is in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Beis. Yichvayd tamidcha chav alach kashelach. The honor that you give to your student should be the same as you would like for yourself. So even though a student is on a lower level than you, you should try and give him or her as much covered as you would like for yourself. The chavayt chavercha, and the covered you give to your friends, kameira rabach, should be the same as the meira, the fear you have for your Rebbe, or meira rabach, kameira shemayim. The fear you have for your Rebbe should be like that you have for shemayim. That's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Pasuk says in this week's Sedra, vayovay Amalek vayilochem misra berfidim. Amalek came along as Klal Yisrael came out, and they attacked Klal Yisrael berfidim. By Yoyme Moshe Yeshua b'char lanu anoshim v'tzei v'hilochim b'amalek mocha. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yeshua, choose men who are going to go and fight with Amalek mocha. Again, another shir. Amalek is always mocha. Okay, but that's for another time. So Moshe says to Yeshua, b'char lanu anoshim. Choose for us. Says Rashi on the Pasuk, b'char lanu Livalach, he's equating himself with his Talmud Yeshua. Hishvila, he equates him. Mikan Omru, from this is the source for the above Mishnah, which I just mentioned. For Chazal say, Yichvoy Talmidcha Chovelach Kashelach. This is the source for it. And then Rashi, in this week's Sedra, tells us the source for the other two. For Kvoit Chavercha Kamei Rabba, where does that come from? Vayome Aaron El Moshe, Bi Adoni, he calls Moshe Rabbeinu his master. But Moshe and Aaron are equal. V'ha'ra Aaron Godmeachiv, he was older than him. V'ha'i says, Chaveiru Karabah, but yet he made his colleague, his friend, his brother, like his Rebbe. So that's the second one. And then the third one, Moira Rabach Kamer Shemaim. How do you know the Moira that you should have for your Rebbe should be that, like you would have for Shemaim? For HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shneem Adoni Moshe Kloim, Kolim in O'ilam, Chavim in O'kliya, Ha'meirudin B'chok, Ilu Moirudin B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they were prophesying against Moshe Rabbeinu, it's as if they're rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Fine, that's the source. But the question is, there is a halacha, as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Yichvei tamid chachov v'loch kashalach, that the honor that you give your student should be the same as you get for yourself. It's got to be taught somewhere. But why here? Why in the middle of Parshas Amalek? Why is this halacha appropriate for this context, for the Amalek? Now, the answer is this. There is a big difference between humor, positive humor, and leitzonus. Right? This morning we had the Rav Kook in school from Rehovot, and he spoke. And a few boys went up to him afterwards, and one of the rebbes introduced some of one or two of the boys, and they got brachas. And so one of the boys is they call it banter, right? Banter is leitzonus, often. Depends how you... Sometimes banter can be humor. Sometimes banter can be leitzonus. What is the difference? Humor is very positive. We'll see in a second. Leitzonus is, in its root, taking something which is important and making it less important. You've got a mashkiach giving a powerful musa drasha. and one comment, even a humorous comment, from one boy can destroy the entire drasha. That's Leitz Onus, because you're taking something which is important and making it less important. And Mesillas Yesharim gives the moshel of in battle in yesteryear, they would have leather shields and they would have bows and arrows. And if the arrow would come, it would oil and wax their leather shield. So when the arrow would come, it would just slip off. So he says Leitz Onus is like oiling the Mashgiach's drasha, because he's trying to penetrate the heart and you're just like making it slide off. That's what Leitz Onus is. So one of the boys is known to be a lot of banter. So the Rebbe said to the Rav, the visiting Rosh Shiva, he said, can you have a bracha? What bracha would you like? So the Rebbe intervened and said, he says there's a lot of banter, Mazeh Bevrit, he's Israeli. So he said, Leitz Onus. So he said, I give you a bracha that you should use Leitz Onus L'Toiv, in a positive way against people who do wrong or whatever it may be. Okay. What is Leitz Onus and what is humor? Take a look at the next box, paragraph 1c. Rabbi Baroka, this is positive. Rabbi Baroka, famous Gemara, Tanis Chof Beis. Rabbi Baroka Chizor Havashkiach Peshukat Bei Lefet. Rabbi Baroka once visited one of the marketplace, Havashkiach Elio Gabe, and he would regularly visit Elio Anovi. And all of a sudden, he comes into the marketplace and he sees Elio Anovi, and he says to him an interesting question, Omalei, Ikabai Shukabar Almud Osi. Is there anyone in this marketplace who is going to go to Olam Haba? Who's going to be zoicha to go to the world to come? Amalei. So Elyonovi said back to him, Loi, afraid, sadly not. Imagine you go to Brent Cross, you see Elyonovi, and you say, look, there are hundreds of people here. Anyone in this shopping center who is has enough zuchus is going to go to Elim Haba. Elyonovi looks around, nope, no one. Adahochi v'ochi, meanwhile, osu hanach trei osi. Two people came into the marketplace. Amalei, and Elyonovi said, Hanach nami bnei amud osi ninu. Oh, two people who are worthy to go to Elim Haba. Ozla Gabayim, so Rabbi Baroka was very curious. He went over to them. Amalehu, Mayuvdaichu, who are you? Tell me about yourselves. What do you do? Amrulei, they said to him, Inshi beduchi anon, we are jesters, we're batchonim, mevatchinen atzivi, we make sad people happy. Batchonim. Interestingly, Rashi says, beduchi, what are beduchi? What are these jesters? Smechim umasamchim bnei odom. They're happy people, and they make others happy. It's very interesting, this Rashi. I've always found, Rashi could have just said, what is it, how would you define a comedian? They make people happy. Adds Rashi, smechim, they are happy, and they make others happy. If you think about it, many comedians, well-known international comedians, themselves are very sad people. Yeah, famously, there was a Hancock. Remember Tony Hancock? This is going back a little bit, but he was known to be a very sad person. You think of others, even contemporary ones. But so says Rashi, you know, a real humorous person is someone who is himself is happy, herself happy, and they masamech other people. Interesting insight of Rashi. Smechim or masamechim b'nei odom. Okay. So you see that humor, if used properly, is incredibly important. It helped these two gentlemen merit to go to Olam Haba in a marketplace where no one else merited it. So it's a very positive thing. Leitz Onus is exactly the opposite. Leitz Onus is not making people feel better, happier, more comfortable, but making people feel inferior and worse. It's belittling and it's making something which is choshev, significant, less choshev. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Leitz take ufesi yarim. Leitz take beat a leitz, this mocker, Ufesi yarim, and a simple man will gain cunning. V'chiach lenovan, reprove a man who's got bina of understanding. Yovin das, he will understand knowledge. The Medrash says on this pasuk, Leitz taker. It's Medrash in Shemos Rabbah, but Leitz taker ze amolek. Amolek is the prototype of the Leitz. How so? So the answer is this. Take a look at the bottom of the bottom box on the page. When we later in Sefer Devarim, when we describe the incident in this week's parsha of Amalek attacking Klal Yisrael, it says Asher korcho baderech, they encountered you on the way. It says Rashi loshon mikre, they chanced upon you. Dova acher, that's loshon of mikre, korcho baderech. Dova acher, the loshon of Asher korcho is kor v'choyim, warm and cold and warm, Kar is lashon of cold. Tzinancha v'shircha mersisecha, mersisoscha. They cooled you down from your boilingness. What does that mean? Shehoyukol ha'umus yireim lelochim bochem. All the nations, when Klal Yisrael, this week's Edra, came out to Mitzrayim, they were scared to attack Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had just brought the superpower of the day to its knees, and no one is going to touch them. They're invincible. And yet, Amalek came along and starting up with Klal Yisrael. Ubozeh v'hischil, this one started up with Klal Yisrael, Amalek. It sort of showed the way to others that they're not so invincible and you can attack them. Even though they lost. So he gives a moshel, famous moshel. Moshel la'ambati, it's a moshel of a certain bath or a sachas. Yeah, the guy forgot to put the cold tap on and it's just hot. So it's piping hot in the bath. She'en kolberi yechoy le'erit b'secho. That no one can enter this bath, it's too hot. Bo ben blial echod. One disgusting, despicable person came, kofatz, he jumped into the bath, v'yorad l'soicha, afal pisha nichla, even though he got burnt, hikreiso b'fnei achayim, he cooled it down for the other people. So to Amalek, they started up with Klal Yisrael, they got burnt, they lost, but they cooled Klal Yisrael down for other people. That's the Loshon, ashekar chabaderech, they cooled Klal Yisrael down. That is Leitzonos. Because Klal Yisrael are choshev, and they took away that sheen of impregnability, of invincibility against Klal Yisrael. That's exactly what Leitzonos is. Therefore, where are you going to learn? What is the antidote to Leitzonos? The antidote to Leitzonos, so something, making something choshev into less choshev, is making someone less choshev more choshev. That's the antidote. The perfect place to teach the teaching of Yehechvei Tamidcha Chavulach Kashelach is therefore in the parasha of Amalek. Because that's exactly what that's teaching. It's teaching me that you should make the honor due to your student who is lower than you the same as you. You're elevating the less significant and making it more significant. That is the antidote to Leitzonos. Now that, by the way, explains the Mishnah in Perek Yavos, another Mishnah in Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, in the penultimate box on the first page. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan Omer, Shnayim sheyoshvim ve'im b'neim divrei Torah. Two people are sitting, and there's no Torah between them. Hari zeh Moshe v'leitzim. It's considered the Moshe v'leitzim. Like, what does that mean? You go out for a coffee with a friend, that's a Moshe v'leitzim? Because they're not talking Torah? What does it mean? So the Rabbeinu Yoina learns that the Mishnah's talking about where you've got two people in a Beis HaMedrash, one sitting in one corner, the other sitting in another corner. The Ein Beinehem Divrei Torah. They refuse to learn with each other. Reuven looks at Shimon and says, what? Learn with Shimon? Do you know how many years I was in Yeshiva for? Do you know how long he was there for? I'm not learning with him. And Shimon looks at Reuven and says, do you know my IQ? I'm not going to learn with Reuven. So the Ein Beinehem Divrei Torah, that's Moshe v'Leitzim. Why? Because that's what Leitzonos is. Leitzonos is demoting, making someone choshev less choshev. Chaim Shmulevitz says, if that's pshat in the Rabbeinu Yoina, that's pshat, that they're not learning with each other, I mean, is it so terrible? This guy's learning, what's the terrible? What's the problem? The problem is that each one's saying, I don't want to learn the other one, and he's making someone choshev less choshev. Harizim Moshe v'Leitzim, that's exactly the point. So when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they were invincible. And they had demoted by Amalek to something less choshev. The antidote is this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So that's why it's Dafka said in this week's parasha. There's a lovely anecdote that Rabbi Yaakov Bender has got now a new sefer out on Chumash, which I've not yet got, but the first sefer, he tells a lovely story. Rav Aaron Kotler. Rav Aaron Kotler was the great Rosh Shiva in America, the Torah pioneer of American Jewry. Just recently, it was his 60th Yahrzeit. So before he came to America and built Torah in America and BMG, Beis HaMedrash Gevurah, in Lakewood, he was a Rosh Shiva in Europe. He was a Rosh Shiva of Kletsk. He was a young, famous European Rosh Shiva. And the practice in Kletsk was that Bachrim would eat with the Rosh Shiva, with Rav Aaron Kotler for the Shabbos meals. They're only the senior Bachrim. And you can imagine those meals were full of Torah conversation, very high level, sophisticated Torah learning. Maybe a throw in a occasionally a story of a golden Bisrael, but there wouldn't be small talk, and they wouldn't be talking politics and the weather and I don't know, whatever else people talk about on Shabbos table. The practice also was in Kletsk that a new bacha would be invited to join the first Shabbos to come to one of the meals. So one time there was a new bacha, he was 13 years old, and he's invited for the Shabbos meal. Now can you imagine, it's incredibly intimidating. You've got the older boys in yeshivas, the guy a year above you, 2 years above you, is already, you know, a malach. So it's a, you know, it's a older boys, you're 13, and they're many years older than you, and you've got the Rosh Yeshiva there, it's very intimidating. So the meal carried on as normal, and then halfway through the meal, Rabbi Aaron said to this boy, tell me, you're from Warsaw, is that right? He said, yes. He said, I understand the government have just introduced new legislation about rent control, how much rents you could, landlords can charge, and the kid happened to know all about this. So Rabbi Aaron said, can you tell me about it, please? And the kids, this is, you know, this was an area he knew a lot about. So he was telling the Rosh Yeshiva about it. And a big chunk of the meal was talking about this rent control matter in Warsaw. They finished talking about it at the bench, that was the end of the meal. Afterwards, the older Bacher were very surprised. But Rabbi Aaron said, this young Bacher has just joined the yeshiva. He would be too timid to open his mouth in front of you, in front of me. I wanted to make him feel comfortable. So I knew he knew about this area. So I asked him about this and he told me about it. That is an application of the Kvod Talmid Chachov Lav Kshelach. Amazing, amazing. Okay, let's press on. Have a look at the next box. This is paragraph 2. So the pasuk says, "Vayovay Amalek vayilochem Yisrael berfidim, vayyem emayshel Yeshua bechalanu anoshim, etc. Tzevi hilochem ba'amalek." And then Moshe Rabbeinu goes al Rosh Hagiva. Moshe, Aaron, and Chur al Rosh Hagiva. Moshe, Aaron, and Chur are on the top of this mountain, looking down over Amalek, over the battle scene. For Hoya, famous pasuk, Kashe Yarim Moshe Yodai. When Moshe Rabbeinu raises his hand, the Gova Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael would be victorious. For Kashe Yoniach Yodai, and when he would lower, he would sort of rest his hand, the Gova Amalek, then Amalek would be victorious, would get the upper hand. Now, says the Chofetz Chaim, very interesting insight. Madu'a kosva Torah beloshen osid. If you think about it, it's very strange. The pasuk says, "V'hayakashe yorim Moshe." That's loshen osid. That's a future tense. When Moshe Rabbeinu will raise his hand, and so too v'chashe yoniach, when he would rest his hand. But Malkum, which should have said, Kasha Herim, for Kasha Heniach. In the present tense, that's what he was doing. When he raises his hand, when he lowers it, he rests his hand, that's what he should say. Why is it in Loshon Osit? Says the Chofetz Chaim, Elo. And this, by the way, I've quoted it here, I saw it in the Sefer Shulchan Gvoya. He quotes, I think it's David Dryan. David Dryan was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, who came and started the Gate Sed Kailo. That's the famous David Dryan. So I think that's, it's a quote from David Dryan, I presume that's him. Elo. It comes to teach us, gam al ha'osid lihiyos. It's not just for that battle, but it's for all future battles with Amalek. B'chol dor v'dor, kashe yorim Moshe yodai. When Moshe Rabbeinu will raise his hand, haynu im machazikim v'noisim es ha'Torah el al. If we are keeping the Torah and elevating it to heights, ozai v'gov Yisrael, then the Klal Yisrael will overpower Amalek. Ve'ilu kashe yoniach yodai. But if in the future we rest our hands, we don't keep Torah properly, then the Gavar Amalek. So it's an instruction not just for then, but for future as well. Very beautiful insight. Then I saw another insight in the name of Reb Zalman Sender Kahana Shapira. Again, I don't know who that is. He says, also a fascinating insight. The pasuk says, V'chashe yoniach Moshe. He rests his hands. What's the opposite of Yoram? To raise, to lower. Yashpil. But it doesn't say Yashpil. It says yoniach. He rests his hands. It says Reb Shapira, lo nema kashe yashpil yodai ela kashe yaniach. That mi yoram mi yishofel, is that the pasuk? And then in Yom Nerayim, I think that's the lashon. Yeah, that's the opposite of yoram. So why doesn't it say kashe yashpil yodai? Why kashe yaniach? So listen to what he says. Bishvil shalom yigab v'yatzliach. In order for a person to be matzliach and to overpower, toruchu lezer mosnu v'lisamitz b'kol koicha. He's got to fortify himself and try very hard. But if a person is going to slip, die im yoniach yodoi. He doesn't have to actively lower his hand. He just takes his foot off the gas. He just rests it. Imrak yamona atzma milhas chazik. If he just holds back from pressing on the accelerator, he's going to slow down. That's the reality of life. Af she'inenu she'ef li ridav and fili. Even though he's not actively dropping, by just keeping still and not progressing, then automatically he's going to drop. Me'elhu noifel. Beautiful. So that's why the pasuk says not v'chashe yashpil yodai, but v'chashe yoniach. He just merely has to rest his hand, and then sadly spiritual gravity will kick in. Okay, let's finish off with one idea from the Haftorah. So Parshas Beshalach, we have the Haftorah of Shiras Devorah. Devorah in Shoftim Perek Hei, she is the leader of the Jewish people. And her general Barak is fighting against Sisera, and eventually they are victorious over them. And Yael is the one who kills Sisera, and then Devorah sings the Shiras Devorah, and the famous pasuk of Shimon Melochim. Right, it's hard to even say the pasuk without breaking into the Yigal Salik. It lives 3 minutes away from here. It's only appropriate that we sing it. So Shimon Melochim, yeah, Hazinu Reisnim. Shimon Melochim, listen, O kings, Hazinu Reisnim, listen, princes. On Noichi Lashem, I am to Hashem. On Noichi Oshira, I will sing. Azamer Lashem Elokei Yisrael, I will sing to Hashem Elokei Yisrael. On Noichi, it says On Noichi twice in the pasuk. It says, look at the bottom, the Rashi on this pasuk in Shoftim, the bottom box of the second page. Onoichi onoichi kofel. It's written twice. Why? Shomaiti medrash agod. Says Rashi, I heard a medrash that lo kipech HaKadosh Baruch Hu schar tovar v'karmel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold back the reward to tovar v'karmel. What's tovar v'karmel? These are the two mountains, Har Tavar and Har Karmel. Shebo l'matan Torah l'ases aleim es haTorah. Yeah, we remember Shavuos that all the mountains wanted the Torah to be given on them. I'm sure there's a song that you can all break into as well. And yet, Har Sinai won. Now, if you look at Rashi, by the way, the Gemara in Megillah in the penultimate box, the Gemara in Megillah gives a bit more background. Ma tovar v'kama shelebo l'fi sha l'ilmei Torah. They wanted to come, that the Torah should be given on them. Dorish ba'kapora ma'idich siv l'omateratz and harim gavnunim. Yotzabach skova omer l'omateratz and dinim Sinai. Don't start up with Sinai, Har Sinai. Har Sinai is modest, it's unblemished. That is the mountain that Torah is going to be given on. Kulchem ba'alei mumin, compared to Har Sinai, you, i.e. Har Tovar and Har Carmel, you're ba'alei mumin, you're blemished. Atem etzal Sinai. Ksiv hocha gavnunim, ksiv hosim, oi govnu dak, etc. Which are blemishes, which is a ba'alei mum. Omer Ravashi, shma mino ha'iman d'yohe ba'al mum. A person who is arrogant is ba'al mum, is considered blemished. Going back to the Rashi, penultimate line, Omer lema kodesh baruch hu. So if eventually, sha'ani pareh lochem kiflaim, you may have been sort of rejected, for sort of turned away in disgrace for the arrogance that the Torah should be given on me, and Har Sinai was the one that won it. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to reward you doubly for attempting to host Matan Torah, for wanting to host Matan Torah. The carries on Rashi, Nemar b'Sinai, on Har Sinai says, Anoich Hashem Lekecho, so b'tovar yoma Anoichi Anoichi. The double loshen of Anoichi Anoichi, or Shira Azam El Hashem Lekei Yisrael, is the double reward that Har Tovar is going to get, that it wasn't Zocha for Har Sinai, for Matan Torah. But it will be Zocha that Devorah will be victorious and will sing her famous Shiras Devorah on Har Tovar. Nehemah b'sin anoichi Hashem lekecha. It says anoichi in Matan Torah. Be'karmel on Har Kemel yoma kofel Hashem hu elekim Hashem hu elekim. B'me Eliyahu. Amazing. Eliyahu Novi, famously, he duels with the Avodah Zorah, with the Baal, and he has that big showdown. And everyone, eventually, when his carbon is consumed and the other's not, Hashem Hulakim, Hashem Hulakim, which we say Motziyam Kitol in the Ila, at various points, Hashem Hulakim, that's the Kiflaim. So you see the double rewards are given to Har Tovar and Har Carmel for what? For wanting to host Matan Torah. they were turned away in disgrace. But yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if one acts without perfect intention, it's blemished somewhat, they come forward a little bit arrogantly, I'm deserving of Matan Torah to be on me, but still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it into account and rewards it. There was some aspect of it which was worthy of reward. They wanted to host Matan Torah, okay, it was blemished, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward you. Not just reward you, but reward you doubly. Amazing. Anuchi Hashem Lokech on Har Sinai, but it's going to be double when it comes to, in this week's parasha, in this week's Haftarah, Anuchi Hashem Anuchi Hashira, and Hashem Halakim Hashem Lakim in Har Karmel. So it's a very powerful lesson, even if one acts without perfect intention. We're not perfect. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take that into account, our positive desires, and will reward those. So, some interesting ideas on this week's parasha. The first, to do with the end of the parasha, but with Amalek. The first is, why is this limud of Yichvei Tamid Chachov Lach Keshelach, why is it taught dafka here in the parasha of Amalek? The teretz is, because that is what Leitzonus is. Amalek is Leitz. They are the ultimate Leitzonim. Because Leitzonus is taking something Choshev and making it less Choshev. The antidote is to take something less Choshev and make it more Choshev. That's why it's taught over here. That's Pshat in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Why? They're both learning, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Says Ruchaim Shmulevitz, because they each one are looking at the other. I don't learn with you. You're taking something choshev and making it learn. That's the Moshe of Leitzim. That's exactly what it is. And that's the Meister with Rabbaron Kotler, who raised the chashivas of his students. And then those two beautiful ideas of the lessons from Amalek. Why does it say the Loshen in Osid in the future? Yorim Yoniach. Why didn't say the present tense? The Teretz is, it's a future lesson. Not just for then, but if a person is machazik Torah, he raises hands, then it's for all future times, that is the way to overpower Amalek. And why does it say, kasha yoniach, he just rests his hand? Why not yashpil? The Teretz is, once you rest, in ruchnias, if you're not pumping away, then memeli you're going to fall down. Amazing. And then the final idea of the Haftarah of B'Shalach, we said, rewarding even acts without perfect intention, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards those as well. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.